A group of American military officers has been in Yemen this week, setting up a counter-terrorism assistance program. U.S. Special Operations Forces are on a similar mission in the Philippines, and they soon will go to the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. This is all in addition to the ongoing military operation in Afghanistan. NPR's Tom Jeltom reports the demands of the war on terrorism have reshaped the debate over what overseas commitments the U.S. military should accept.
When he was running for president, George W. Bush argued that U.S. forces were over-deployed on too many nation-building projects and should be brought home. But the United States is now fighting terrorism around the world, and the administration has a new attitude towards overseas operations. We will not send American troops to every battle, the president said this week, but America will actively prepare other nations for the battles ahead. Speaking on the six-month anniversary of the September 11th attacks, President Bush said America now encourages and expects other governments to help remove terrorist parasites.
If governments need training or resources to meet this commitment, America will help.
As examples, he highlighted the new U.S. military roles in the Philippines, Yemen, and Georgia. The Georgia mission in particular shows how U.S. views on overseas operations have shifted in recent months. For years, the United States refused to support sending an international peacekeeping force to Georgia, where government instability has long been a problem. The new outlook is also evident in Afghanistan. Some critics of the nation-building missions of the 1990s in Somalia and the Balkans now endorse an effort in Afghanistan to help construct a stable central government there. John Hillen, a former military officer, wrote Bush campaign speeches critical of the Clinton administration's nation-building projects.
When you have the chance to do nation-building in a place that has become a harbor for direct military threats to the United States, such as Afghanistan today, and Germany and Japan in 1945, then you should undertake nation-building because it's entirely consistent with providing for the common defense of the country.
The fear in Afghanistan is that the Al-Qaeda terrorist network could reestablish itself there if the new government remains weak and unstable and does not get the help it needs from other countries, the United States included. For longtime advocates of U.S. involvement in peacekeeping operations, the new support for overseas military aid missions is a welcome change. Kenneth Bacon, a Pentagon spokesman during the Clinton administration, is now president of Refugees International. The attacks last September, he says, showed that the United States can be directly affected when a government in a faraway land does not or cannot stop terrorists from using its territory.
Insecurity, bad government, has proven to be one of the breeding grounds for terrorism. So one of the things we have to do is help governments become secure, become stable, and become better governments at serving their people.
That proposition is now mostly unchallenged, even in an administration that once derided peacekeeping operations. But there are still debates. While the Bush administration has given its blessing to the peacekeeping operation in Afghanistan, for example, it remains reluctant to accept a large U.S. role in the effort. There is now an international security assistance force there, currently led by Britain. The objective is to help local Afghan police and military forces establish control of the country, but the international force is operating only in and around Kabul, the capital. The new Afghan authorities want the United States to throw its weight behind the force, but the Bush administration has so far resisted. John Hillen, the former Bush campaign advisor and peacekeeping critic, supports the Afghanistan mission, but says the Bush administration is acting wisely in not getting U.S. troops involved.
I think it's much better that the U.S. wage the campaign against Al-Qaeda and the remaining Taliban elements and let the many very good peacekeeping forces of the international community take on the work of being the impartial and neutral peacekeeper in Afghanistan.
More enthusiastic supporters of peacekeeping and nation-building projects, on the other hand, argue that if the United States is to guide the international war on terrorism, it'll also have to lead the peace operations associated with the anti-terrorism effort. The missions currently planned or underway in Yemen, the Philippines, Georgia, and Afghanistan should soon reveal just how far the Bush administration is prepared to go in this new direction. So far, the operations are all small, but in each case, the host governments would like the United States to get more deeply involved in the local anti-terrorism fight. Tom Jeltom, NPR News, Washington.